Welcome to the Voice of Tour podcast. I'm your host, Luke Hay, the voice of Temple Off-Road Racing. The Voice of Tour podcast is brought to you by the Westchester Mulch Company, your number one local source for mulch, firewood, and dumpster rentals. Also brought to you by Fast Mobile Fleet Rental. At FMF Rental, we meet your storage demands with spectacular service, 24/7 availability, low rates, hassle-free, and quick deliveries. Our company is backed by more than 25 years of experience, making us the area experts in commercial and residential storage container rental needs, dock storage, jockey services, and general trailer rentals. So be sure to check out the Westchester Mulch Company and FMF Rental. All right, everybody, welcome back to another show here. This is going to be episode 2 of the Voice of Tour podcast, and this is going to be your round 1 of 2024 preview for the Judge GP. We're going to dive right into this, primarily the focus of the podcast tonight. I say tonight, I'm releasing this on Tour Tuesday, the first Tour Tuesday before a race. So I'm excited to start, you know, producing more content for you guys and everything. I think Tour Tuesday is just going to be, you know, a fun way to keep me motivated for it. If I have something, you know, pushing me, if I say got to get it out on Tuesday, then, you know, maybe I'll actually get it done. So here I am Monday night recording this podcast, and it's going to focus on a lot of the questions that we've been asked so far about the series, or specifically about round one, timing, prices, all that good stuff. So I'm going to read directly off of our round one flyer, which it's a little confusing, I'll be honest. So we're definitely going to try to, you know, make those a little bit more clear in the future. But I think a lot of folks are also confused about the days, the race days, because on the flyer it does say Saturday and Sunday. And last year we did have our peewees and our young riders go on Saturday, and that was due to daylight savings time. So this year everything's on a normal schedule. All races will be held on Sunday, and Saturdays will be reserved for like our fun days. We'll be having, you know, our goofy events, things that we've done in the past. Like last year we did our cornhole tournament. This year we are doing a really, really fun event called the Ladies of Tour, which is just a fun ride for all the moms, the sisters, the aunties, whoever comes out to support, you know, usually support someone else that's at the races. We want to give them a chance to come out and ride the course. So you can put them on a pit bike, a big bike, whatever, you know, kind of run what you're brung. And, you know, it's not for competition or anything. It's just to go out and have fun with some of the ladies that you see around the track anyway during the weekend while you're there. We just want to give you guys an opportunity to have some more fun. So again, that's the Ladies of Tour race. And the Stasic bike races, the little e-bikes, we're going to be running those again on Saturdays. So again, just the Stasic bike races and the Ladies of Tour on Saturdays. Otherwise, all racing will be on Sundays. So a lot of the questions that we have been getting can be answered just by simply reading the flyer. So I'm going to go ahead and just read the flyer top to bottom here. So this is the Judge GP, round one of Temple Off-Road Racing, March 16th and 17th, 1504 Cedar Street, Millville, New Jersey. The gate times, this is important, listen up. Friday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, 6 a.m. Again, that is Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 9 to 10, and then Sunday, we're opening up extra early for you at 6 a.m. Prices. It is a $20 entry fee for everybody coming onto the property. Whether you are racing or not, it is a $20 gate fee. Children 5 and under are free. And then if you are planning to race, you will need a membership, whether it is a yearly membership or a day membership. They are $40 and $20 respectively. Spend $40 and it's good for the year for all rounds. And or if you're just thinking this is the first and only time, first and last for you, you can go ahead and just do $20 for your day membership. And then it is $50 per class, $40 for the peewee classes, and $60 for the pro classes. Again, all the general A and B classes, all the general classes, $50. Peewee, $40. and the pros are $60. And then for the Stasic bike race, the Lightning Tykes, $15, and they are racing on Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. Again, the Lightning Tykes, Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. And then the Ladies of Tour following Lightning Tykes, Saturday, 3:15 to 4 p.m. And it is $35 to enter the Ladies of Tour Fun Run. Fun ride, fun run, whatever you want to call it. It's just throwing a leg over a bike and going out and spinning a few laps on the course, just having fun and seeing what it's like to be a racer out there. That was just the all the information on the flyer. Check it out on our Facebook, on our Instagram pages. If you have any other questions like that, times, all that stuff, it's listed right there on the flyer. Now I am just checking out my notepad here. We addressed the... Oh, okay, yes. Another thing that I was reminded of was, since I'm talking about the class prices and all that stuff, you can run multiple classes. Again, it is totally fine to run multiple classes so long as they are in different races. And when I say different races, I mean different motos. So there are a total of 6 different races throughout the day. And race 1, race 2, race 3, race 4, race 5, race 6. So for an example, like the main event, the pro class, all those guys, they are race 6. And race 2, for example, is the C-class guys. So here's, for example, if you wanted to race 2 classes, here's an example of how that could possibly work. So suppose you're an A vet rider, you're a 30 plus guy, you're racing the A class. That's race number 3. That goes off at 10:20 a.m. So hypothetically, if you wanted to run another A class, that guy, that A vet rider, could then go ahead and race in A250 or A200 or A open if they so chose. And that is race 6, which goes off at 12:20. And again, those are the first of the two motos. So moto 1 for the A rider would be at 8 for, again, this is an example, just a hypothetical example, A vet rider. He could race A vet and A open. So he could race at 10:20 a.m. his first moto for A vet, and then the next race he would be in would be at 12:20 racing in the A open class. And then the next two motos for that class respectively would be at 2:20 p.m. for the A vet, and then again at 4:20 for the A open class. So you could imagine there's any other number of ways that you could race 2 classes. I might have just been a little bit long-winded there with my example, but so long as that you are racing within your age class and racing within the same skill level, you have to stay with your A classes, your B classes, and your C classes. We're not going to tolerate anybody floating around. You can't show up and race B class and then also race C class. If you're a B rider, you're a B rider. If you're an A rider, you're an A rider. And, it's kind of on the honor system. If you're an A rider in another series, then guess what? You're an A rider here at Tour. And protests will be taken, but there will be protest periods after every moto. So if there's any questions or if you have any, see any funny business out on the course, you can come up and, make registration aware of it, and we'll handle it accordingly. But again, you can race 2 classes if you'd like. However, you have to make sure you're in the right age group and within the same skill level, and make sure that they're not conflicting motos. It's pretty simple. So moving right along from our classes and being able to race multiple, I also want to highlight the fact that our payouts are all pro classes, and we are also paying out the top 3 overall from race 6 from the A class. We're not going to be paying out every A class. It's going to be the top 3 overall from A200, A Open, and A250. And, of course, we'll be paying out our Pro Open, our Pro Vets, and our Pro 125 classes. And again, that is only the top 3 from A Open, A250, and A200 overall. That is not per class. That is the overall from those A riders. Okay, here's another question that seemed to be a popular one. Is the extreme section mandatory? And the answer is no. You do not have to go through the extreme section. There is an alternate route that is highlighted. We call that the easy section. Feel free. You can do either one. The easy section is going to add on a couple of seconds, maybe as many as 10 to 15 more seconds, opposed to just blitzing right through the extreme section, which is comprised of big giant tractor trailer and load, you know, construction equipment, loader tires, skid steer tires, logs, rocks, anything you can imagine, whatever Tegan can get his hands on to create something, you know, whatever his imagination can come up with. He's not limited to much. He can get his hands on just about anything he wants, and he's not afraid to try. So stay tuned. I know he's going to be releasing the track preview here, probably right behind my podcast, so stay tuned for that as well. And so again, extreme section is not mandatory. You can either hit it, I recommend it, it's the best way to do it, it's way more fun, that's where everybody's hanging out, taking pictures, watching, or you can just go through the easy section and you're gonna add on a couple seconds onto your lap time. Okay, the overall results are determined by the combined motos. So we take moto 1 and moto 2 and score them against everybody else's results, and that is how your overall finish is determined. So for example, if two riders went first place and second place in moto 1 and moto 2 respectively, and then in moto 2 they went second place and first place, they flip-flopped positions, the tiebreaker goes to the winner of Moto 2. Again, if there is flip-flopped results, say you both got first and second, it comes down to who won Moto 2. That is the tiebreaker. And it'll make more sense for you guys that are that haven't raced GP before or done a J-Day or anything like that. You'll see how, after the first race, how your results were combined. You know, you could go 3-for-4 and get third overall for the day, or you could go 5-and-3 for third overall on the day. Like, it all really depends on how you do and then how everyone else in the class does. So again, it's the overall results are determined by each individual moto. We combine those results together, and that is how we determine the overall. I hope that wasn't a lot of word soup, because it kind of sounded like it to me. But I guess it'll make more sense once you guys start to get more familiar and start hitting the races a little bit more, and you'll see, okay, you know, how the scoring and the points really can affect and, you know, really make a difference. So, you know, you're never out of it. That's the cool thing with GP racing. You could have a kind of a crummy first moto and then come right back in for moto 2 and really improve your overall results. Okay, where are we here? Peewee parents. Yes, peewee parents, you are allowed on the course with your rider, especially at the start there. Other parents or other spectators are not allowed on the course at any time for any reason, particularly at all of our rounds in New Jersey. If you cross over the caution tape, we are going to give you guys a hard time for it. We're going to holler at you, yell at you, and you're going to wonder why. Well, it was because you crossed the tape. So do us all a favor, do not cross the tape. But peewee parents, you are allowed to be down there on the starting line with your rider. And rest assured, we will also have plenty of our sweep riders and our staff out there on the course to make sure that your peewee guys are all safe and taken care of, and that they're going to make it around each lap. Contingency, I don't remember if I talked about contingency already or not, but I don't want to focus a whole lot of time on it. I just want to remind everybody, if you're on a KTM, a GasGas or a Husqvarna, to make sure you're signed up for the KTM bucks. They're paying you to ride your motorcycle. Just got to register. It's free to register, and as long as you're on one of those three brands, you have the opportunity to put some extra cash in your pocket just for showing up at the races. That also reminds me, I want to make sure that everybody's aware of our Rocky Mountain bucks. We're partnering with Rocky Mountain ATV MC. So as long as you guys are pre-registered in the race, you guys are all going to be getting a $10 credit per round that you show up. And again, that's with a Rocky Mountain Race Gas. So check that out, and be sure to you know, make good use of all the sponsorship stuff and all the things that we put together for you guys, because we got a lot of cool packages coming your way. I'm also compelled to remind you guys all about just the fact that we have to respect the landowner and you know, the whole entire Temple Off-Road staff and everything. You know, I shouldn't even have to say it, but you know, this is it's a privilege, not a right, to come out and race your dirt bike here. We have to work hard to secure these facilities, and it's up to us to make sure that they are restored and cleaned up back to the way that we found them after the races. And it really helps out when everybody there, you know, picks up after themselves, meaning you guys, you know, clean up your pits, throw out all your cans, you know, bring trash bags. Keep it nice and tidy. And, you know, this is somebody's property. It's an active hay farm. And, you know, the landowner won't hesitate to kick us out, you know, and make this a one and done deal if we blow it. So, you know, we're just asking for everybody's cooperation to just help out a little bit. You know, if you see something going on that shouldn't be, let us know and we'll put an end to it. Or if you just see some garbage on the ground, just go ahead and pick that up and throw it in a trash can nearby. It'll really go a long way in the end. I don't think I have a whole heck of a lot more to talk about as far as reminders go. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a breakdown here on the course. It is a 2.5 mile loop through some southern Jersey, sandy. I would almost call it in some split spots, it's very sugary. It's not like racing on the beach, but it's also not like riding through the woods in Pennsylvania either. So UPA boys are going to be in for it. If you're not used to riding sand whoops, or you haven't been practicing over the winter down south or anywhere, you're definitely going to be feeling it. I can see it now. It's going to be getting whooped out with some sand whoops, some deep ruts here, lots of lines. I pedaled the course on my mountain bike, which is another thing I completely forgot to remind everybody about. It's totally okay to go out on the course with your mountain bike, your e-bike, your pedal bike, just no motorized vehicle. You can take your bike out and pedal the entire course before the race, whether you do it on Saturday or you get up nice and early. That was my favorite thing to do. I used to get up before the J days, and I would go out, hop on my mountain bike, and I would spin a lap around the course. I'd actually pick up a couple beer cans or some trash, whatever. This is a reminder. If you're out riding the course and you see some trash, go ahead, pick it up. It goes a long way. Again, and you also get to really get a leg up on the competition. Even if you just walk the course or walk the first couple turns of it, it's going to give you guys such a leg up on your competition. I can't tell you how important it was for me. Like, I used to never get up early enough to do it. Didn't really think it was that important. And then one day I just, like, you know, I said, no, I'm up. I was awake. I got on my mountain bike and I went out and started riding around the first couple turns, and I ended up pushing all the way through the whole course. And it just, you get to piece together, you know, pick out your lines basically before the race starts. So, I mean, imagine how important that can be. You know, basically seeing the course before most of the other riders are, because not everybody is going to be dedicated enough to go walk or pedal the 2.5 mile course. So keep that in the back of your mind. It's definitely a good strategy. I totally recommend doing it. So back to the course. Again, it's going to be some sandy stuff. There's some tight single track. Tegan's favorite thing is stick farms. If I had a dollar for every time I heard Todd or Tegan say stick farm in my life. And for the layman, stick farm is just you know, some like saplings, you know, trees no bigger than like your forearm or something like that, just wide enough where you can kind of get the bars through, or a little bit wider. And it's just like a long, you know, 50 yard shot just like that. And there's a couple of those mixed in, a couple of stick farms out there. Some fast flowing sections where it's like, I don't know, like 30 yards wide for 100 yards, and it's just like a long sweeper through the woods. There is some kickers out there. Tegan's built a couple of jumps in some like wide open, like almost like football field with you know, sand, like a, I want to almost call it like a fire break. He's thrown in some kickers in there, a little step up and a little step down. And of course, the extreme section, it's going to be your typical, typical tour extreme section. It's going to be logs, the big truck tires, the equipment tires, you know, the big wheel loader tires, and, you know, the crisscross logs and all that good stuff. And again, the easy section is going to be there for you. So it is, I didn't pedal the easy section myself, but it's probably going to add on, if I had to guess, at least 15 seconds per lap. So I was very pleasantly surprised when I went down and I checked out the property last weekend for the first time. I thought it was awesome. I think it's going to give a lot of opportunity for spectating. You can pretty much park and then turn around and look at riders on the course right behind you. And then from the parking lot, the extreme section is, you know, only a hop, skip, and a jump. It's not buried in the woods or anything. And there is all types of like walking paths throughout this property that are going to give you guys access to, you know, some deeper parts of the course as well. So you can hop on a little walking path and just make sure you're not on the course and you didn't walk under any caution tape or anything, and you'd be totally fine to just, you know, kind of cruise around and check out some different viewing points and everything. You know, we just ask that you, again, just respect the land and treat the place better. Or treat it better than you would your own, because again, it is a privilege, and there's not many places in South Jersey or in Jersey alone where you are permitted to race a dirt bike, and we don't want to blow it here. So we got to be on our best behavior, minding our P's and our Q's, and I think that about wraps it up. I'm sure I forgot something. That's hopefully nothing too important. I'm just gonna peruse my notes here. Contingency, pre-ride the course, gate times, peewee parents, payouts, extreme section, overall results, yada, yada, yada. Race day is Sunday. Saturday is the fun day. Read the rule book, guys. Again, it's just some general things. You know, you don't want to do, you never go anywhere or do anything, participate unless you know the rules, right? So go ahead, read the rule book, check out the new classes. There's a couple of new ones we added, a couple of new super senior classes. There's, all types of, well, not all types of, but there's just a couple of small changes that we made to the rule book. And, there's just, if you haven't read it last year, if you're new to this year, you're confused on anything, check out the rule book. It's on the website. Hopefully that can answer any questions. And you can always just shoot me or shoot the tour or Voice of Tour page or the Tour Racing GP page. Shoot them a message. We're all active on it. We'll try to respond as fast as we can for you guys. So I am going to hang this thing up here. It looks like it's been just about 22 minutes. That's long enough. I'm going to try not to do a whole lot of these podcasts where it's just me up here, because I know nobody wants to hear me. You guys want to hear from all the cool guys, all the pro riders. We're going to get all those awesome interviews here. I'm stoked. I've been waiting all winter long to start doing some interviews. I got that one done with Jared, and we had a lot of fun doing it, and I can't wait to break out the podcast equipment here at round one and hopefully get a couple of interviews and start providing you guys with some awesome content and coverage. The season is here, and I hope you guys are all ready for it. We'll see you this weekend.